I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I had a chance to speak with Bill Saunders, superintendent of the Marquette Area Public Schools, and we talked about kindergarten registration. It's underway in the district, and Bill Saunders, the superintendent, has all of the details.
Kindergarten registration today, Whitman Hall, really appreciative NMU for loaning the facility to us. With school being in session, really tough to find a spot within Marquette Area Public Schools for kindergarten registration. Northern Michigan is off this week on spring break, so the parking lot is empty. Phenomenal facility they have at Whitman Hall.
Yep.
And so we're inviting parents in of school-age, kindergarten-age children to register those kids for next school year.
For somebody that's looking to do that, they have a kid of that age, what do they need to have with them? What do they need to be able to fill out or answer questions
about? It's pretty basic. They need a proof of residency, and then they also need the health certificate, the shots, vaccinations, those types of things that they would get from their doctor's office. Social security card, and boom, they're able to we'll make a few photocopies and get them signed up.
So what's the important, like, what is the age here that for someone that might be listening, that's, you know, the kid needs to be what age?
Sure, they have to be 5 by September 1st, and the state does allow you to write a waiver to be 5 by December 1st. So really, as long as you're 5 by December 1st, you feel your student is kindergarten ready. We also have a junior kindergarten, which really gives parents an extra year of school. So maybe they're 4 years old and don't turn 5 until sometime in November.
Sure.
So really what we would call a real young 5, they could go through our junior kindergarten program next year and then bump into kindergarten. So it gives them that extra year to get school ready.
So what's the hours again that it's happening?
Sure. It's going to happen today, Whitman Hall, from 11 to 7. So we run it a little bit later on the first day. So folks that are working until 5, 6 o'clock still have a chance to come in and register today. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow will be daytime hours, 8 to 3 o'clock tomorrow at Whitman Hall.
That's Whitman Hall on the campus of Northern. Used to be the Whitman Elementary part of the system.
Absolutely.
So it's really been turned into a nice facility, too.
Oh,
so
it's a gorgeous facility. Really, we're in the old gymnasium, which has been made over into a great community space and a great place for us to hold the kindergarten registration. We have some coloring tables, some other things to keep the young ones occupied if mom or dad have to bring them in with them, which is fine. We have a packet for the kids. Book, coloring books, some other stuff to start with that educational process for the kids. And then they also start with a health screening. They're going to sign up for another health screening that the state mandates to bring them back in May. So really looking forward to that. I do want to put out there, if for any reason this threatened storm hits tonight, we still will be open for kindergarten registration tomorrow from 8 to 3.
Yeah, we've been talking about that storm all morning here on the show, the so-called storm. We're not exactly sure, and it doesn't seem like the Weather Service really wants to. But the kindergarten registration will go on tomorrow at Whitman Hall as scheduled.
Welcome to my world.
Yeah, exactly, with deciding when do we close it and when do we know. So again, today and tomorrow, when and where?
Today, Whitman Hall from 11 to 7 p.m. this evening. Tomorrow again at Whitman Hall from 8 until 3 o'clock.
That's the comments of Bill Saunders, superintendent of the Marquette Area Public Schools. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.